Always on Target on The Face Radio with your host, Maude Marty. Welcome to On Target, where I spin Northern Soul, Mod Beat, Rare Groove, and Forgotten Gems, all on vinyl, all at 45 RPM. I'm your host, Maude Marty. Before we get started, I want to do a big shout out to Old Gold Vintage Vinyl and my buddy Brent, who is hugely responsible for the lion's share of today's show, because I got to go through a box of delicious donuts at his shop and came across some wonderful stuff that I'm going to share with you this week. So if you haven't yet, check out Old Gold Vintage Vinyl on Discogs and also at VintageVinyl204 on Instagram. He's always got so much stuff for sale. And if you're in Winnipeg, head on down in the village at 187 Osborne Street in the Urban Waves building. And every Friday, he drops a mass of new stock. So don't miss out. I started this week off with the Johnny Otis Show from 1969, a track called The Watts Breakaway on the OK label.
Hey y'all, this is old Leroy. Everybody talking about my old lady. Just cause she's a little bit on the slimmer side. I'd rather have on the slimmer side than I have on that big old fat wiggly wobbly side. I seen your old lady the other day, and she was so fat that her fingernails was overweight. Yeah! So don't you talk about my woman's skinny leg. I know she had them when I met her, but she can do anything your woman can do. As a matter of fact, baby, she can do it better. Just a little bit better. What you want, Jim?
You know your girlfriend sure is skinny.
That's all right, man. She sure look good when she put on that minute.
Yeah, I guess you think she a stone fox.
She is a stone fox. And anybody says she ain't, I go straight to your knowledge box. Yeah! So just to talk about my woman's skinny legs. I know she had them when I met her. She can do anything your lady can do. As a matter of fact, baby, she can do it better.
Your clothes show is red.
I ain't gonna act bad, I'm trying to talk about somebody's clothes. And look at you, standing up there, got on them run-over shoes. Yeah, got holes that I'm covered with the daily news. Yeah, so don't you talk about me and my ragged clothes. She knows I had them when I met her, but I can do anything your man can do. As a matter of fact, baby,
I'm never
That was Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell from 1968, only about a year and a half before Tammy Terrell died of brain cancer, which broke Marvin Gaye, and he went into a deep depression. Ended up moving to Belgium for a little while, and the guys that started the popcorn movement in Belgium put him up. It's a really interesting story. Somebody needs to make a movie out of Marvin Gaye's life because it's really fascinating. Even his death is full of questions and mystery and speculation. I mean, never mind Marvin Gaye's story, Tammy Terrell's story is insane too. At 17 years old, she was in a relationship with James Brown, and apparently he beat her often. She left him about a year into their relationship after he assaulted her for not watching his entire performance. During the Motortown Review in 1966, Tammy embarked on a torrid romance with Temptations leader David Ruffin. And that year, Terrell accepted Ruffin's surprise marriage proposal. And after she announced the engagement on stage during an appearance, she discovered that he was already married. He had a wife and three children and another girlfriend in Detroit. And this revelation and Ruffin's drug addiction led to some violent arguments. And she told Ebony Magazine in 1969 that she had thought up until that time that her headaches were caused by David Ruffin's violence towards her, because like in 1967, he hit her in the head with a motorcycle helmet. Marvin Gaye was her closest friend, and in fact, at her funeral, her mother barred every member of the Motown family except for Marvin Gaye. Like, you could do a movie just about Marvin and Tammy, but you have to go into the losses that Marvin had before Tammy came along. There's so much there to unpack, and it is riveting. Anyways, this track is called Keep On Loving Me, Honey. It was written by Ashford and Simpson, and it came out on the Tamla label. Before that, I played Eddie Floyd. The Sweet Things You Do is the name of the track, came out on the Stax label, also from 1968, and the same year, Bobby Patterson and the Mustangs. I'm Leroy, I'll Take Her, on the Jetstar label, which is an answer song to Skinny Legs and All by Joe Tex. There's a point in the song where he says, "Hey Leroy," and I guess Bobby Patterson decided to take that character from the song and turn it into a response song, doubling down on the theme that all these guys like women with curves. And there was always a great debate in these songs, you know, do you like larger women or skinny women? And it's there are equal amounts of songs about each. Stuff you wouldn't get away with these days, would you?
Give me a shove, cause I'm falling in love. I think at last I found the right guy. Every day in school, he's so neat and cool. I just slip when he passes by. He's tall, lean and handsome, sweet as can be. The kind of guy I adore. Cause every little bit added to what I got makes it a little bit more. I know what I'll do tomorrow in school. I walk right up to him and say, "Hey, cool, maybe this is wrong. I give him a chance, cause I'm gonna lead him for the homecoming dance. Hip, 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 hooray. Three cheers for me, they'll say." He gave him a shove and he fell in love. Hip, 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 hooray.
That was Ike and Tina Turner, Finger Poppin' on the Warner Brothers label from 1965. Before that, from the same year, the Mad Lads, Tearmaker on the Volt label. Volt and Stax on the same label. They were all recorded at Stax Studios, which was an abandoned theater in Memphis, Tennessee. And because it was a theater and had high ceilings and a large space, it gave them really interesting sounds on their recordings. And they played around a lot with recording quality, including putting speakers in the bathrooms, which are off the main room, and closing the door and just getting the thump, thump, bang, bang from the bass off the doors to the bathroom. If you want some really great stories about Stax Records, check out a book called Respect Yourself, Stax Records and the Soul Explosion by Robert Gordon. It's absolutely an incredible read, and if you weren't a Stax fan before, you will be a huge Stax fan once you read that book. Started off that set with The Kittens, early days, 1963, before their Northern Soul stint at Chess Records. Track's called Give Me a Shove, and it came out on the Don L label.
Wanna hear you say you love me, like you used to do, cause you're still a part of me, I can't believe we're through. And when I ask if you love me, I'm gonna make you say yeah. Oh, baby. I'm gonna make you say yeah.
Center of the country and the middle of nowhere. This is On Target on the Face Radio. The soul of Brooklyn.
Do it. would always be true. So love.
Winnipeg band The Jury, Who Dat, on Quality label in 1966. Before that, Mickey Dolenz from The Monkees doing a pretty garagey track, which I love, called Don't Do It, which came out on the Challenge label, and I played it for you on the Canadian Apex label. I started everything off with Terry Woodford, a track called Gonna Make You Say Yeah on the Fame label. Terry Woodford was an engineer at Muscle Shoals, which is Fame Records' recording studio, but they also recorded for a lot of different labels, including Atlantic and Stax. But he was a sound engineer for all the big names that recorded there and put out a few things on his own. This is one of them. It's an absolutely great track. some might say, blue-eyed soul garage crossover. Regardless of what category you want to put it in, it's just a great song.
Yesterday, I was okay. Oh, last night, baby, I was all right. Oh, today, all the things I've said went out. Another man walked house around. And it looks like, it feels like you got the earmarks. Oh, yeah. Somebody new, and I know she's gonna give him the runaround. Oh, 'cause just the other day, one of her old loves got back in town.
Treat me.
This is The Face Radio.
And you are listening to
On Target.
It's what's in the grooves that count.
Visit ontargetpodcast.ca,
the official On Target website,
for all episodes and links to your favorite listening apps, including Apple Podcasts, Google, SoundCloud, Amazon Music, and Player FM. We are also available for download at iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Gaana, RoomPlay, and Deezer. Listen, comment, download, share, and feel free to send me an email directly at mod.marty@yahoo.com.
That was the Castairs, He Who Picks the Rose, on the OK label. I feel like that particular version of that song doesn't get enough attention because people seem to go to the Edwin Starr version, which I like, but I think I prefer this more. It's got a little bit more funky soul to it. It's just my own personal thing. And that's the great thing about this music. It's all your own personal feelings. And sometimes it's memories. Oftentimes, it's just a feeling that the music gives you. Sometimes you associate it with a place or a time. Sometimes it doesn't speak to you at all. And that's okay. The trick is to hang in there and keep on listening for the next track that's going to grab you. So I preceded that with Eddie Holman from 1966, around about, I'm not entirely sure when that track was recorded. It's called Where I'm Not Wanted, and it was not released. It was recorded as a part of a session at Hearthon Records, which is a Philadelphia label, but it was not officially released. There is a release out there on the Hearthon label, but it is a bootleg or an unofficial release. It was officially released through proper channels on the Goldmine Sevens label in 1996, but it had been floating around on bootlegs previously as far back as the early 70s. Before that, Little Richie, Just Another Heartache, came out in 1966 on Soundstage 7.
Just can't wait till the night, 'cause I know it's gonna hold me tight, and it looks to me like this could be.
Now I've played a couple of versions of The Real Thing, which was the first track that I played there, but I've not come across this before. I found this at Old Gold Vintage Vinyl, Betty Everett doing The Real Thing. The most commonly known version is Tina Britt, and the Chiffons even did a version that was pulled from the shelves. This track was also written by Ashford and Simpson. I followed that with the Orlon Spinning Top on the Calla label from 1966, and then Lou Lawton from the same year, I'm Searching for My Baby on Capitol.
I used to think I knew it. Man, I swore through it. Things like El Jetta ain't the things that matter. That's one thing I can do without. I'm not talking, but that's what I got to say. Things I say. Things I say, they won't say a thing that reaches the conclusion that all is best confusion. That's one thing I can do without. Talking, well, that's what I've got to say. Man's say things are awful. Man, just being awful. That's what things are plenty. Man, just being bending. That's one thing I can do without.
I said to myself.
are listening to On Target Dance Party Radio in England
on modradiouk.net.
Some ska from the Blue Beat label from the UK, Little Joyce, 1964. Oh, Daddy's the name of that track. Before that, The Force 5, an awesome mod band, one of my all-time faves, recorded on the United Artists label in the UK and were distributed in North America on the Ascot label. So I played this for you on the Ascot label. The track's called I Want You, Babe, and started that set off with the Yardbirds covering Mose Allison, I'm Not Talking, the brilliant flip side of Shapes of Things, which was a huge hit for them. This one doesn't get a lot of play. It's a pretty hard version of Mose Allison's track, which is, of course, more jazz, but it also goes to the jazz influence that most mod bands had and what really made the music so interesting. That came out on the Capitol label in North America. And I'm going to leave you off with the flip side of that Little Joyce track on Bluebeat with an instrumental called Heading South by C. Silvers and the Planets. This has been On Target with yours truly, Mod Marty. Join me every Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and every Tuesday at 9 a.m. on The Face Radio. And please visit thefaceradio.com and donate to get a free gift and help to keep the station on the air. Until next time, keep the faith.